Hello. It's 3 o'clock in the Gelta Valley. This is Ron Sanchez stepping in, following Tim Tate on this Friday afternoon. Sort of gray and gloomy, some sprinkles. That's the best we can do right now. It's spring, that transition period, lovely transition period. I better do it right. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, the serving the Helena Valley. And I'll be here for the next 3 hours. I'm playing music mostly, trying not to talk too much. I need to tell you about the weather. It says for Bozeman today, an afternoon shower or two, high of 55 they're calling for. Occasional rain and drizzle tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and cooler, high of 41. And Sunday, partly sunny, getting up to 42. I guess the predicted snow for Saturday's not happening. It'd just be wet. So, good enough. I'm sure it's about like that around the area. No, they said Livingston's going to get wind. Wow, what a surprise. Big sky, cold with snow. 2 to 4 inches snow tonight in Big Sky and today. So, I have to ask Derek Leonard. See what he has to say about that. I guess that's all we get. I don't see Mammoth Hot Springs or Big Timber anymore. What happened there? I guess that they don't matter. They probably do because they're our listeners. Do I have other things to do? Yes. I have a list of things that are required before I can dive in. KGLT is supported by Mackenzie River Pizza. Handcrafted pizzas, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more for takeout. Online ordering now available at MackenzieRiverPizza.com at 4 locations in Southwest Montana, downtown Bozeman, Belgrade, Butte, and Helena. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Blackfoot River Brewing Company, an independent craft brewery located in the heart of downtown Helena, open 2 to 8 p.m. daily for limited indoor seating and growler refills to go. Also at selected retailers in Bozeman. Local delivery available by phone, 449-3005. Information at blackfootriverbrewing.com. And Danny Manholt Honda in Bozeman, featuring a full lineup of new Hondas, certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks online at DennyManholtHonda.com. And this 3 o'clock hour on Fridays is underwritten by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at ExploreBigSky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store. I think that covers it all. Fun Drive's coming up next month on the 11th through through that following Saturday, which I think is the 17th, maybe the 18th. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'll be here doing the Fun Drive show with hopefully we'll gather up a crew of folks. It's only 1 week this spring, and we'll see if it's returns in the fall. I'm not sure what the plan is long term for the Fun Drive, but always glad to have it, and I know everybody steps up, and we're going to make it easy on you, just hitting you for 1 week, so you don't have to, any reason to procrastinate. Just jump on it, take care of it, and it's out of the way, and we'll move on. And move on we will with music right now. Trains come.
God reached softly and moved her body. One golden locket, quite young, and loving her mother and father. Farther down, the path was a mystery. Thank you.
eternal, I'll be grounded forevermore. Overturn me, you can hardly miss me. I'm the one face down in the mud on the ground. I'll be stuck here forever unless you come over and kick me hardy. Come in handy. I'm the best.
got to start somewhere. So I started off with a bunch of favorites all banged together in a row. From the new side, we'll go from their last album, Ode to Joy. You heard Quiet Amplifier. And that album, I think, befuddled a lot of people because they purposely did something different. I read Jeff Tweedy told the band to forget everything they know, something to that effect, or play something you never played before. And I thought it was an interesting concept, and I tried to copy it, making my own music, and came up with something completely different, which I was very happy with in the end. But I didn't get that that sort of drumless beat that they do on that. I really like that a lot. I've been reading Jeff Tweedy's second book. It's called How to Write One Song. And it's just that as a little how to write. And it's very interesting if you even wonder what writing songs is about. It's a worth a read. He's a great writer and funny too. And he's finally gotten to the meat and potatoes of it in the book as far as I've read. And he's got some valid ideas. Some of them I've already practiced. Some of them that I've done variations of, and some I'm going to try. Songwriting is a very interesting process that's hard to describe. And some people can do it on demand. And I respect them. What else is that? Oh, the Beach Boys from Smiley Smile. You heard the crazy version of Wonderful. That's a very divisive song. Some people love it, like me, and some people just do not care for it. They like the original. Roxy Music, a B-side, late inning B-side, Always Unknowing. I have a really nice Roxy Music CD box set that has a double disc of all the singles and remixes and alternate takes. So I don't have to drag up my original single. I think I broke one copy of it. I had to get a second copy of Always Unknowing at some point. And finish up with Robert Wyatt from his third solo album, Ruth is Stranger Than Richard. You heard Team Spirit. And got us to 3:28. And I'm feeling pretty good. That got me cheered up, got motivated to finish the show. But before I finish, I'm going to tell you this 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tape, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook, located 29 West Main in Bozeman. And the Daily in Seth Landit, the Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, open with limited seating available. Mobile orders by using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay, there you go. All the things we want to tell you. But there's a couple of things I pulled up here that I think are important. Let me see. Did I lose them? Oh, I'm looking on the wrong column. I haven't been here for 2 weeks, so I've forgotten how to work this thing.
KGLT has a new streaming app. That's right. KGLT has partnered up with Radio Rethink to launch the new KGLT media player. Click on the Listen Live link on our main page at KGLT.net to launch the desktop player and for instructions on loading the app on your mobile device. Enjoy the new features and improved audio quality. And thank you for your support.
Oh, that's fabulous. I think all my friends who listen from afar should check that out. I suppose it's automatic if you click on to listen. I know some people have struggled with it, but they've been working something out, and that's great. The better, anything that's better is good for us. And yeah, that should cover us for a little while. I got more records to play. I will start with this one.
Oh, don't mind which time you call. You're driving my poor heart crazy. Let me love you, baby. Love you, baby. Early in the morning time. Later in the evening. Let me love you, baby. You're driving my poor heart.
Buddy Guy might be surprised that Rod Stewart wrote that song. That's what it says on the Jeff Beck album. But they fudged a lot. And they never get in trouble like the way people give Led Zeppelin a hard time for borrowing. That whole First Truth album is all rewrites of blues standards. But it's all right. They did them their own way. So I think you got to give people credit for that. And that was a good one. That Jeff Beck band, mind-blowing good. Mind-blowing. Started off there with Procol Harum from their second album, Shine On Brightly. You heard Wish Me Well. Then that Procol, the whole Procol Harum sound, at least the original band, first couple albums, was totally based on the Bob Dylan and band sound with piano and organ working against each other, and then a hot guitar player and a really good drummer. Procol Harum had a fantastic drummer. Bass player, not so good. But that second album, it's just a wonderful. I saw him playing that when it came out, and just great, fantastic band. Totally underrated. I was talking to Ken Stringfellow about Procol Harum once, and he said, well, did they let Robin Trower play guitar? And I said, yeah, really loud guitar. One of my favorite bands. Bob Dylan himself from the real Albert Hall album. You heard Ballad of a Thin Man, and finish up with Jeff Beck. 3:46, I got a bunch of stuff I want to play, so I want to do this quickly.
The City of Bozeman will host an informational virtual open house addressing the reduction of wildfire fuels in the Sourdough Creek watershed area. The meeting takes place via WebEx on Thursday, March 25th at 5:30 p.m. The Sourdough Fuels Reduction Project is a part of the larger Bozeman Municipal Watershed Project to protect and maintain Bozeman's safe, clean drinking water. There's more information at bznwatershed.com and click on the Project Updates tab.
Okay, if you're listening 2 weeks ago, I played some songs from San Jose bands, and afterwards I posted my playlist on the San Jose Music Facebook page, and got some good responses from the San Jose folks, and I bumped into the drummer from one of the bands I played. The band I played the Trolls, which actually turned into Stained Glass, and Denny Carrasco from that band checked in, and we had a couple of discussions. And looking at his own Facebook page, I found a song I hadn't heard for 50 years. I used to work at a radio station in San Jose, KSGO, and they got a tape from a band called Christian Rapid, which was actually the next step after Stained Glass. Great song, and it never came out. And one day in the station, on the sort of a junk pile shelf, there's a 3-inch reel of tape of Christian Rapid. And I thought, I should take this because they've already got their copy and I would like it. And I didn't. And I regretted it every minute after that for 50 years. I even talked to the songwriters, Jim McPherson's wife, about getting it. And she said she could fix me up, but never did. Well, it's on YouTube. I never thought of looking. And I found another song, too. But this song, it's called Love Nobody. It's haunted me, really, for 50 years. I've been wanting to hear this song, and now I can play it for you on the radio.
been on synthesizer and vocals. Greg Douglas, another war baby. On lead guitar. Skipper Earls on bass and enthusiasm. Two drummers. Left-handed drummer over there is David Weber. Right-handed drummer, all right. David's parents came. Thanks, Mom. The right-handed drummer is Andy Kirby. All right, I'm John Ciccolina. I'm the other lead guitarist. With a band with no rhythm guitars, no normal. And Jim McPherson on piano.